Chapter 9. Penny and Merlin.
Peep!
Penny's head was sticking out of Jack's jacket. Jack and Annie were wearing their own clothes again, their jeans, jackets, hats, and scarves. All their heavy cold-weather gear for Antarctica was gone.
We're in Camelot, said Annie, looking out the window.
Jack took Penny out of his jacket and held her up to the window so she could see the grounds of King Arthur's castle. The treehouse had landed in an apple tree in an orchard. In the near distance, castle towers rose into a late afternoon sky. Several knights on horses were riding away from the castle.
Jack! Annie!
Teddy and Kathleen were running through the orchard between the trees over fallen golden leaves and apples. Jack and Annie waved at them.
Oh, I just thought of something, said Jack. We forgot to find out the fourth secret.
What do you mean? Said Annie. It's Penny.
No, I don't think so, said Jack. Remember, Leonardo da Vinci told us the secret of happiness has to be available to everyone. Not many people can have their own baby penguin.
Oh, right, said Annie.
Jack, Annie, come down,
Teddy and Kathleen called from below.
We're coming,
said Annie. Jack put Penny inside his jacket, then carefully climbed down the rope ladder after Annie.
Oh, what did you bring back with you? Said Kathleen.
Penny was peeking out of Jack's jacket again.
A baby penguin for Merlin, said Annie.
Look at her, said Kathleen. She's beautiful.
Indeed, said Teddy, petting Penny's downy head.
Peep. She wants to help Merlin, said Annie.
Then let us hurry to him at once, said Teddy. Come, follow us.
Kathleen and Teddy led the way between the trees to a small wooden cottage at the edge of the orchard.
Merlin's in there? Asked Jack.
'Tis a garden house he always loved as a child, said Teddy. Morgan thought he would find comfort there, but alas, he seems to have found nothing but more grief. He will eat nothing, and he has not spoken for days.
Teddy opened the door to the cottage and ushered Annie and Jack inside. Morgan was sitting by Merlin's bed. Late afternoon light slanted through the window onto the magician's face. He lay very still. His eyes were closed and his hands were folded on his chest. A chill went through Jack. Merlin hardly looked alive. Morgan turned around. She too looked tired, but her face brightened when she saw Jack and Annie.
Thank goodness you have come, she said.
Annie crossed the room and hugged Morgan. Jack stepped forward with Penny. Look what we brought for Merlin, he whispered.
Oh,
said Morgan. The enchantress gently touched the little penguin.
She is lovely indeed, she whispered. Thank you for bringing her.
Morgan turned back to Merlin.
Merlin, she said,
Jack and Annie from Frog Creek are here. They want to talk with you. Annie stepped forward while Jack stood in the shadows with Penny.
Hi, Merlin, said Annie. How are you doing?
The magician didn't open his eyes, but he nodded to let Annie know he heard her.
We have four secrets of happiness to share with you, said Annie.
She reached into Jack's backpack. She pulled out the poem that the poet Basho had given them on their trip to old Japan.
Listen, here's a poem from a man named Basho, said Annie.
She read the short poem.
An old pond, a frog jumps in, the sound of water. The secret of happiness for Basho was that he paid attention to small things in nature, explained Annie.